Unalaska welcomed two Japanese-flagged vessels to port this week, one devoted to Arctic research, the other connected to controversial commercial whaling. The first is the Ashuro Maru No. 5, a research vessel for Hokkaido University's School of Fisheries Sciences. Professor Tor Hirawake is the chief scientist on board.
This ship is a training ship. There are many students choosing the many kinds of the science.
During the two-month trip, Hirawake says students conducted oceanographic and fisheries surveys in the Bering and Chukchi Seas. They took water samples, trawled for plankton and fish specimens, and monitored for marine debris. They even collected a few jellyfish for an aquarium in Osaka. So, why do Japanese researchers want to learn about the Arctic? Hirawake says climate change is a global issue.
Arctic Ocean is now very hot place to investigate by all countries, including the Asian countries.
He says the changing environment will have an impact on Japan, even though it's not an Arctic nation. For example, he says Japan relies on Alaska seafood, including walleye pollock exported from Unalaska.
We are now using such a big amount of their foods from the United States. So this climate change and the sea ice decline is not only the problem of the Arctic countries, but also the problem of the Asian countries.
Meanwhile, Hirawake says the Ashuro Maru is not associated with the other Japanese vessel in port recently. That was the Yushin Maru No. 2, one of a five-ship whaling fleet operated by the Japanese government. Despite a 32-year international ban on commercial hunting, the vessels harvested more than 300 whales this spring in the name of ecological research. For years, critics have questioned the validity of that science and reported that the whale meat is sold commercially. This week, however, the Yushin Maru was not passing through on a hunt. KUCB was unable to connect with the vessel for an interview, but according to a Japanese press release, it's in the middle of a Bering Sea survey for the International Whaling Commission. On a similar trip last year, researchers caught a rare glimpse of two North Pacific right whales and were able to take pictures and a biopsy sample. Both the Ashuro Maru and the Yushin Maru left Unalaska on Monday afternoon.